This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $2.96, by the way, that is regular gas per gallon today, so says AAA. That is average nationwide, of course, up 6 cents on the week. And yes, if you're keeping track, the highest it's been since 2014. Speaking of prices and them going up, we are going to get the latest read on inflation Wednesday morning. Two caveats here. Number one, base effects. That is, when you hear prices are up a bunch from last year, as you will come Wednesday morning, remember the economy last year at this time was, what's the word? Oh, right, lousy. Number two, a month or two or even three of higher prices does not an inflation trend make. Now, having said that, there is the small matter of input prices, the cost of goods going into making the stuff that we buy or use or need. Exhibit A, right out the gate today, copper hit an all-time high, up 20% over the past month, that metal is. Steel is up double digits as well, as is iron ore, whence steel comes. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, this is about way more than just pandemic recovery.
In some ways, what we're seeing in these metals is the same thing we're seeing across the economy.
Coming off the COVID-19 pandemic, iron production, supply is not ramping up as fast as demand is right now.
Rohan Reddy is a research analyst at Global X. Economies are booming, gobbling up materials, prices are rising, manufacturers are having to wait 3 months sometimes for steel orders. But the story of these metals is bigger, believe it or not, than the pandemic. It's tied up in big moves in the global economy.
Copper, you know, you're seeing major infrastructure initiatives come out.
China's Belt and Road Initiative, President Biden's infrastructure proposal, Europe and India's connectivity partnership. They all need basic metals. And then there is the colossus on the horizon, the shift to a greener economy. Michael Wiedma is a metals analyst with Bank of America.
If you want to take fossil fuels out of the global economy, you have to put something in.
So copper, which in particular has been on a tear, is a key ingredient in electric cars and wind turbines and batteries. Chris Berry is president of House Mountain Partners. They focus on strategic and critical metals.
This green growth phenomenon is going to involve the United States, the European Union, and China all competing for resources.
And suppliers are not ready to meet that demand. Investment in copper production has been low for the past decade. A new copper mine can take 5 to 10 years to come online, Berry says. We're going to need more copper a lot sooner than that.
I think the market is just waking up to the fact that there is an enormous demand shock on the horizon.
The world is scrubbing the rust off its metal supply chain. You can see the future of the global economy in its reflection. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.